Okay, so usually a good idea to translate as much as possible. So the usual suspects that are not translated. So, this kills me every time. So location names, character names, the developer will say, no, we want to keep those in English or whatever language. It's like, dude, really? You want to keep that all in English? Because, you know, somebody in China will not understand what the hell that means, and then that's going to completely ruin and potentially break the game if it's something based on an objective and they can't read it and understand it. So if you don't localize certain elements like weapons, for example, what will players understand what they need to do? So for example, this one here, you go to the hotel bar. This is an objective from a fictional game. Go to the hotel bar and hit the informant with the martillo. It's like, well, okay, great. What the hell's a martillo, right? Okay, so what the hell is it? Is it, you know, is it a mace? Is it a hammer? Is it like a nice dessert? You know, we don't know what it is. But it's actually a hammer. It's like, okay, so if that was localized for them, they would understand it. But at the moment, hit them with the martillo, it's like, okay, I'm going to try this. I'm going to try with the water bottle. You know, it's kind of like every single kind of weapon is just stupid. So yeah, so translate as much as possible. And then things like this, like I mentioned for the Japanese market specifically, but it applies to so many other markets. If, you know, if your objective is, you know, you have to travel 3 miles, then somebody in Brazil will be like, 3 miles? I mean, now I've got to calculate what that is. You know, it's kind of like, ugh, it's absolutely ridiculous. So yeah, so you need to kind of make sure that it's something that's appropriate for that market. So character names. So Kim, for example, I mean, I'm not sure how popular the name Kim is in the Ukraine, but certainly in the UK, Kim is usually a female name. But in Sweden, for example, it is a male name. So you're playing a game and it says, right, you've got to look for Kim. So for me, if I'm playing the English version, I'm going to be looking for a female character, and then there might not be a female character. So I'm going to go up to every single female character going, hey, are you Kim? No, are you Kim? So that's not going to work. So in our game, where you have to hit someone with a hammer, so... you know, Kim is male. So is it going to be confusing? Are they looking for a woman? No, it's going to break the game. Is it even legible? Now, this is just insanity. But okay, so now everything seems to be kind of related around bars. I'm not entirely sure why. Maybe you know why. Right, but so this one here. So meet your informant at the Dragon Bar and then go to the Roble pub. Now, if this was, so this is a string. This is kind of the meaning of the string. If that was translated from Japanese, and they said, okay, we want to keep the location names in the source language, then you'd end up with this. Meet your informant at the bar, and then go to the pub. It's like, whoa, what does it mean? So you've got players today playing games going, what am I supposed to be doing here? This is madness. What? So yeah, so that's what's going to happen. So what you can do is you can translate it, ideally, or you can at least put it into a local alphabet, so at least they can kind of understand the kind of intention behind it. Maximum text length. Oh, here we go. So yeah, so the usual is keep the translations to the English text, or, you know, the source. Can you just keep it to the source text? Now, if the source text is in Russian and then it's going into English, then, you know, then you're obviously making the game in Russian, so that's longer, so the languages should be okay-ish, maybe. But yeah, usually it's English, and then the English comes, and they say, keep it to the same length as English. And it's like, no, it's impossible, because most other languages are 30% longer. It's like, okay, so you're just going to end up with bleeds or cutoffs. So you need to kind of consider that scalable text. But again, if you are, you know, if you consider, you know, if somebody goes well over, so if somebody goes 30% over and then the scalable text shrinks right down, it might then become totally illegible. So you need to ensure that you have that LQA pass as well to ensure that everything can be read properly. Scrollable text elements, you know, this is kind of simplistic stuff. And then what would be really useful is actually telling the translators, this is the limit. So that plus 30%, give them that limit, and then they have to stick to that limit. Now, you should also consider that if they have to use abbreviations, then regularly that could be really bad as well. And that you can have like a whole string of just abbreviations. And so you end up just like, I have no idea what I'm supposed to do here. It might as well have been in Japanese. So yeah, so it's really important that text length can really ruin stuff. Right, so saving money with machine translation. Yeah, machine translation. Yeah, we're just going to stick it out there with machine translation. Don't, please. Not because of money's sake, but just purely people are going to hate your game. They're going to think that you've just basically created this game and thrown it out there, which is most likely not the case. You've spent time, you've developed an idea that you love and you want to kind of really share it with everyone, and then you just Google Translate it and put it out there. It's like, oh, jeez. So I've got like a nice little example here where it's supposed to be resume, right? So they've obviously kind of, it's calculated as resume. And so it's placed a curriculum vitae, and this is live. It's like, oh, good work. Well done, everyone. All right, so in summary, preparation is key. Right, so take the time to prepare your strings for translation. View your text through the player's eyes, like we were saying about the Japanese text. Oh, well, we want to keep the weapon names in English, for example. It's like, don't translate them. Spend time preparing. You will save time later on. We regularly, at the end of the project, it's like, oh, pickups all the time with translations, because consideration hasn't gone into these things in advance. And then obviously then the developers, they're like, oh man, why is this broken? Why is this not working properly? But that could have been mitigated far earlier in the process. So yes, and then there's a few links there. So we've got a load of blogs on our webpage, which provides lots more information about, you know, good countries to target and best practices and why it's interesting for certain things are interesting in certain countries. Then we have our CMS as well. So this marshals your strings, and that's a kind of licensing thing. So if you're interested in actually kind of putting your strings together and making sure they don't go wandering and start doing silly things, then you might want to look at that. And then obviously, you know, email me if you want to have this presentation, I'll send it to you. Cheers.